From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A powerful earthquake followed by a strong aftershock rocked the Iran-Iraq border on Sunday, damaging a number of villages. The 7.3 magnitude quake has killed at least 129 people. The quake struck Sunday night outside the eastern Iraqi Kurdistan city of Halabja, very close to the Iranian border. It was felt as far away as Turkey. The initial jolt was followed by a 5.3 earthquake. Aftershock, that is. Authorities in both countries say they expect the damage reports and death tolls to rise as rescue teams reach smaller towns and villages. Iraqi security forces have found mass graves in an area recently retaken from the Islamic State group that could contain up to 400 bodies, an Iraqi official said on Sunday. The bodies of civilians and security forces were found in an abandoned base near Hawija, a northern town retaken in early October. The Kirkuk governor said he didn't say when authorities will start exhuming the bodies from the mass graves. A local shepherd who led troops to the site said IS used to bring captives to the area and shoot them dead or pour oil over them and light them on fire. The area was strewn with torn clothing and what appeared to be human bones and skulls. Iraqi forces have driven IS from nearly all the territory the terrorist group once controlled. Officials have already uncovered several mass graves in other newly liberated areas. This is VOA News.